latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
United is back with its sixth studio album. Are We There Yet? Is a collection of songs about the future and the journey of life. In the past month, iTunes Australia has seen the album peak at number 2 on its all genres chart. In Canada, it's hit the top 10, number 15 in the US, 32 in Germany, and 38 in the UK. Again, on the all genres chart, alongside Vance Joy, BTS, Harry Styles, and Kate Bush. JD from United says the album's title is a bit of fun that every parent can identify with.
You know, as soon as I say that, I think about as a kid asking my parents, no matter how long the journey was, are we there yet? And now having three kids of my own experiencing the same thing, whether we're on a long or short journey. And I think it really kind of plays into the journey of life. And we so often focus on the destination, just wanting to get to, you know, where we want to be, or a season or a place in life that we want to arrive. But the truth is, when you read the Bible, when you get to know who God is and how Jesus taught us how to do life, it's just as much about the journey as it is the destination, and kind of understanding that and knowing that rather than kind of waiting for one day, someday, that we have an opportunity with the breath that we have in our lungs to experience God and to experience life and to find him. And so these songs speak to the different seasons that we all go through, yet it's all pointing towards a great hope that God is not only with us, but we are heading to the greatest destination of all, and that is life with him.
JD says one of the songs that stands out for him on the new project is All This Future. He says it's so full of hope.
It just speaks to the times and the days that we're in right now, which, you know, if we're honest and if you just read the news, aren't very encouraging, aren't very hope-filled every which way you look at the moment. There's like, there can be an opportunity to worry or to even have fear about what the future holds. But I love that this song doesn't shy away from, there are dark days, there are dark times, but it's also this up-tempo, joyful song with the truth that the best is still ahead for each and every one of us, and that God is in control, and that in the midst of bad headlines and fear and darkness, that we actually have so much future and so much hope in God. I remember I was on the couch at home probably 2 or 3 months ago, whenever it was, and there was like the first day where the headlines were all about what was going in Europe and with Russia and Ukraine. And at that stage, it was literally day one, and there was a lot of fear. And I remember even sitting there myself watching the news on my couch going, I never thought we would kind of see something like this in this day and age. And then I got a phone call that I had to go into the studio about half an hour later, and I got to sing part of this song of All This Future. And I think it's verse 2. It says headlines, end times, all this future, apocalypse. But it also says that God's word lasts forever. Funny, that song, I think, for me, just brings so much hope and joy and excitement. Instead of going, oh, what is about to happen? We can say the same thing, but with a different tone. Like, what is God about to do?
JD talking about All This Future, a song of hope from United's latest album, Are We There Yet? That's all for this week. I'm Cam with the TCM Update.